This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates. Yes, here we are, another episode of Checkpoint Intimates, where two of us have a bit of a discussion about something very topical at the moment, which is basically how time poor we are at the moment. It's horrible.
Feel sorry for us.
I'm Luke, and I'm here with Elliot once again.
Howdy.
And March, traditionally March isn't a huge month for releases, like generally speaking. There's not heaps of stuff that comes out. However, at the moment, it just feels like there is a massive game dropping right into our laps twice a week.
Yeah.
What's going on?
March is this crazy time for 2017. I mean, it's not even just games. We're talking the whole console launch.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing as well. I mean, consoles usually launch close to Christmas because that's when they get their best sort of market.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But Nintendo is weird. So...
Well,
wasn't
the Wii a Christmas time launch though?
I would originally assume so, but it was. I don't have the facts in front of me.
The Wii U, I don't think was. But look, either way, the Switch has launched on March the 3rd, which is about a week ago here, and it's a huge success. I mean, people are loving it. I mean, I know it's early days, right? So it could still have plenty of time to fail. Which consoles, they can go up and down. You're never quite sure. But so far, positive reviews, positive people loving it. People are buying it. I mean, it's selling, right?
You would assume so. But Nintendo's always got that artificial scarcity thing going on, so you don't know if it's selling out because there's none of them available or if it's selling out because it's crazy successful.
Yeah, true. Like, they haven't made them available.
But they did say it was more successful than the Wii U, so, I mean...
Well, that wasn't that hard.
No, I know. I know, but it's still a good thing.
But looking at March, I mean, February we had a few big releases. February had, like, For Honor, and Halo Wars 2, and Sniper Elite 4, and Neo, and stuff like that. So February wasn't, like, a nothing month. However, March, let's just go through the games that have come out in the last couple of weeks and what's coming out soon.
Go for it.
So Horizon Zero Dawn on March 1st.
It straight kicks it off pretty big.
Ridiculous. Then you had, on March 3rd, Nintendo Switch with The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Huge. Other games as well, but Breath of the Wild was really the big one for that one.
Oh, come March on. 1-2 Switch. Everyone had that on their anticipation calendar.
You know, the bloody thing sold out at most stores, though, you know?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That doesn't surprise me.
Stupid. Ghost Recon Wildlands on March 7th. Massive game for Ubisoft. I mean, this game was given by many people the Game of the Year nod at E3 when it was announced because it looked so good a couple of years ago. Big release. You got Nia is pronounced.
Is that how it's actually pronounced?
I think so.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that because I've just been saying Nia.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Nia, I was told recently.
Okay.
That came out March 10th as well. So that's just come out too. On top of that, the month is not over, all right? We've got Mass Effect Andromeda coming out in less than 2 weeks.
Like, if you had said at the end of 2016 what the most anticipated games were, you'd say Mass Effect Andromeda, Horizon Zero Dawn, and The Legend of Zelda.
They would be up there for sure.
They'd probably 100%. Be the top three.
Definitely.
And yet they're all in this month.
All in like a 2 to 3 week period. It's crazy. There's other games coming out too that are going to be probably a bit less successful, like Troll and I, for example. Kingdom Hearts HD Remix 1.5.25.
Yeah, but what is successful? When you've got a small budget, that could be successful anyway.
Well, it's true. And
The Shards of Darkness.
But you wouldn't want to be a game launching in this period, would
you? It's such a scary time, isn't it? Because usually it's like the November, October-y kind of area that's really, really busy for games. That holiday period where they want everyone who is, you know, off school, off work, whatever they've got, to be playing video games.
Yeah.
And usually February, March is this safe zone where people can release their games and they don't have that much competition. Little did they know that it just ended up being absolutely crazy this year.
Hectic. And if you got, even if you like Japanese type games, you've got like Tugenden 2 coming out, which people are looking forward to. I know I've heard some good things about Vikings, Wolves of Midgard coming out towards
I'm
the end of the month.
I'm looking forward to that.
That looks really cool.
Routine is still set to come out this month, the horror game
that I've
been looking forward to. There's another game called Skylar and Plux, which is almost like a ukulele style 3D platformer. And that looks really interesting. And I want to get my hands on that too eventually. Kona is coming out. A bunch of indie games.
It's just a big month overall.
Yeah.
So the question is, right? when you have all these big games coming out, all these releases happening at the same time, how can you possibly, as a consumer, take it all in? How can you, A, afford it? Because, I mean, video games, they're an expensive hobby. They're one of the more expensive hobbies out there. You're investing sometimes $80 to $100 per title. So if you want even like two or three of these games, that's like $200 or $300 in a month you're spending on video games alone, which is not a small amount of money.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even just the money. Think about the time. How do you play these games, like, one after the other? You can't.
Yeah, I mean...
So you almost have to make that decision. Am I playing Horizon Zero Dawn or am I playing The Legend of Zelda? Because these are big games.
But then the decision becomes, am I going to work today or am I taking a sick day so I can play these games?
I know somebody who did that.
Yeah, I mean, are you talking about me?
Wow. I didn't want to call you out.
You can do it, you can do it. If my boss listens to this podcast, all power to her. Like, that'd be amazing. But yeah, no, I did. I was like, I'm not going to have time to feel confident with my reviewing of these games if I don't take a day off work so I can play them. So I did.
Look at the sacrifices he makes for the community.
Money. I sacrificed money for you guys. But I don't regret it. It was a great day. But, I mean, these are big games too. I mean, they're not even just big in terms of them being successful or popular or well-anticipated. They're genuinely long games. They're huge open world games. I mean, even in this week, you got Zelda, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Ghost Recon Wildlands, all launching in a 7-day period. These are all gigantic open world games. You can't. You cannot get through them all.
So people have to make choices at this point almost, or like put stuff on the back burner, which is interesting because that just fills up the following months.
Yeah.
Like, imagine saying, oh, that's fine, I'll delay some of these games to April, but then you just your backlog just increases and increases as other games come out, like Yooka-Laylee and Prey and whatever's coming out next month.
And you know what? You make these choices, don't you? Like, I sacrificed Horizon Zero Dawn this month so far. I played it for a little bit and I was like, you know what? I got to get my Zelda on. I got to play Zelda.
Your choice.
That's the choice I made. I couldn't do them both, right? So I chose Zelda in that moment. I haven't regretted it. Zelda's amazing. Then I got Ghost Recon, which is good because it's a co-op open world game. So I'm playing that with my friends every night. So I'm kind of getting my single player fix with Zelda and my multiplayer fix with Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
So that's working really well. Still haven't played the rest of Horizon though, right? And I know that in the first week of April, we've got Persona 5 coming out.
Ooh, yeah.
Which I'm so excited about. Like, I've been waiting for this game for a decade.
Are we complaining that there's too many fun things for us to do?
That's kind of a total first world problem, isn't it? It's like, oh, there's just too many games coming out. I don't have time to play all these games.
Yeah.
You know, someone help me. You know, people are like starving and dying in the world. And we're like, oh, there's just too many video games. But you know what, though? It's a genuine problem that we have. Like, it's a genuine issue that everyone who loves video games has, because we all have, like, families and jobs and partners and friends.
Well, we don't all
pets.
Have partners. I mean, way to rub it in.
Sorry, Elliot. I'll rub something else to help you out.
Oh, all right. You won't have a partner for long.
True. Love you. But no, these games, they really do demand to be played, especially when the reviews are so good and people are talking about them so much and there's marketing everywhere saying, buy this, it's out now.
How do you get away from it? I'm like on the fence about buying a console just so I can play some of these games. It's not going to happen.
You should.
No, I know I should.
One day you will. We're going to do a special episode when you buy a console, like a celebration episode.
Yeah.
When you get like a fucking PlayStation 4 or something.
It's almost just a point of pride now where I just can't do it.
Like, you've gone too deep. Yeah. Like, no, I will never conform. But I mean, you do want to buy them all. I mean, I'm struggling even in my position. And yeah, I get games to review sent to me and stuff like that. So I'm not saying on a financial level. Thank God, because I'm a student. So like, I appreciate that. But I mean, on a time level, I mean, I struggle. I feel bad that when I'm playing these games that I really want to play, I know that I'm taking time away from other things in my life that are important as well. So that guilt I feel guilty not doing this thing that I love when I'm not doing it, like playing games. But then when I'm playing games, I feel guilty that I'm playing them because I'm spending so much time on them as well. So it's this weird kind of cross-section. And having like 5 games in a month coming out that I really want to play that all take 100 hours to finish, that's just, it sucks.
It's impossible, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a weird position to be in. It's very upsetting.
Well, the good thing is that you just don't sleep. That's how you get your extra time in.
Yeah, you noticed.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only logical explanation at this point.
Yeah. Well, I don't sleep much. I've become one of these people that's like, sleepers for the week. Like, I sleep for like 5 hours a night at most. Yeah. I'm just like bouncing off the walls, drinking coffee.
More and, video games.
Yeah, it's playing. I've got my Switch now as well. So now I'm like playing on the way to work and I'm playing on my breaks at work.
That's useful.
It is actually.
I didn't even think of that.
On a time level, it really is. Because all efficient. Of a sudden, a lunch break is not just spent sitting in the break area awkwardly looking at colleagues that I don't like. I'm actually playing.
Is that what you did previously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like doing the whole like squish their head with my fingers thing. I squish. Like, that's what I do. There's one in particular who I won't name. But
Kelly.
Now, Kelly. There's no Kelly. There's actually no Kelly I work with. Damn.
Damn, if there was.
Nah, this dick I work with. Anyway, but now I can play my Switch on my breaks, which is great. I can spend an hour a day at work on breaks playing Zelda. Fantastic. This is great. This is what the Switch is for me. It's actually allowing me to play a home console experience game somewhere else in a time that suits me. And that's fantastic. So I think
you figured it out.
Well, I think that when games come out on multiple platforms and the Switch is included in that, I'm going to be heavily considering the Switch version because of the time that you're going to save actually playing it out in public.
That's a really good point. Yeah, absolutely. Especially you take the train.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just a big section of time right
there.
Even like
waiting for a train, waiting for a bus.
Yeah, bathroom.
I have a couple of days a week, bathroom breaks. Yeah. Yep. I have a couple of days a week at uni where I have like 2 hours in between classes. I mean, yeah, perfect. I can study or I can play the Switch.
Study. Come on.
I don't want to succeed in life. That's why I'm here. that's a bit real, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't want to comment.
Look, either way, March has been a hectic month and the year is only going to get busier with E3 around the corner.
Ooh, yeah.
It's going to get crazy. Elliot, thank you very much.
Thanks, Luke.
It's been another episode of Checkpoint Introverts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.